Well, we're going to talk football this morning. Baseball season just finishing up in the high school ranks, and we're going to start talking about football because fall is not that far away. Mike Thomas joins us here on the program this morning. Mike is the Team Iowa State Director for Football University. Mike, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you so much for talking about it. Anytime we can talk football, it's a good day.
It's coming right around the corner, and I think people are getting excited.
Absolutely. Mike, tell us, first of all, what is Football University for folks who haven't heard of it before?
Football University is based out of New Jersey, and it's partnership with AAG, which is All American Games. They put on the very prestigious, in partnership with NBC, Army All-American Senior Bowl that is played down in the San Antonio Alamo Dome on the first week in January. They, on their own, decided to go out and venture into the youth market of football and bring to the country camps and clinics, and also what we're involved with is this new platform for a national tournament for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders representing states and major metropolises across the United States and in Canada. They kind of adopted the format of the March Madness combined with Little League World Series, and they've come up with a 64-team bracket, single elimination, and you march your way all the way to the Final Four and try to end up with a national title.
Well, it sounds like a blast. You know, when we were kids back in the old days, we didn't even see a football uniform, pads, and a helmet until we were about seventh grade. So many different areas now have very successful and popular youth football programs that kids get into sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and they're much more knowledgeable and experienced than we were.
Very true. I can tell you from the days when I played, and I went to Valley High School here in West Des Moines, and they were quite smaller when I played, but we didn't start until eighth grade. And like all sports now, it transcends into different levels. And in football, what you're seeing now is your local league level. You're also seeing your what we call your local tournament scene, which are teams from a league that will go out and play a couple tournaments preseason or postseason. And then this level is your highest level within our state, which is the FBU State Iowa team. And this is really trying to gather on the accomplishments of the best top 10 to 50% of the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade Iowa football players.
Well, I know you've had a lot of success. Last year, for example, you had a whole lot of success with some of your teams.
We surely did. In this tournament, there are obviously teams from a very rich football tradition, Texas, California, and Florida. For us, playing and practicing in the start of November with weather issues and also struggling against those kids that we like kids to be multi-sport, those kids that are wrestling and playing basketball or anything else in the winter, they're putting that on hold to go on this venture with us. And last year, it really was a really neat venture for some of our kids. Our sixth grade Team Iowa made it to the round of eight teams in Wichita, Kansas, where they got knocked out by North Texas. My eighth grade team, which I'm the or seventh grade team last year, eighth grade team this year that I'm the head coach of, made a tremendous run all the way through the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, and found ourselves in the San Antonio Riverwalk area for a week, playing in a Final Four for a national title. We ended up placing second, national runner up, and beat a very good Seattle team, and came very close with a South Florida team, and just couldn't keep up with their team speed at the end. But what a tremendous ride for our young athletes to be able to experience that. And I really can say that other than winning a state title at their local high school, that is a moment that they're going to keep with them for the rest of their lives.
Mike, that's crazy. When we were kids, we were excited if we got a chance to play somewhere where there were actual numbers on the field and perhaps even a goalpost or two somewhere. These kids at this young age, they're getting a chance to play in huge arenas.
Yeah, that was something that we tried to temper before we actually took the field in the Alamo Dome. We were able to walk the kids out before the game, and many of them were at awe at how big the Alamo Dome was and the locker rooms that we got in. Tried to keep that in perspective of where we came from and how we got there and what we're here for. And the kids responded real well. But like you said, it's something that we made a goal to get there. As sixth graders, we went undefeated, but they didn't have the sixth grade bracket extending all the way to San Antonio yet. So we made our goal to come back and get to the Final Four, and we did that and surpassed it by getting to the national championship game. So Coming back this year as eighth graders, there is a target on Team Iowa's back. Those Texas teams and Florida teams and California and Seattle that saw us play know that we in Iowa do know how to play football. And that's a good thing to have, and it's also going to be a challenge for our kids to keep up the pace.
You bet. Well, I know the season starts later on. You give these kids an opportunity to play in their local football teams and things before you really get going. But tryouts are coming up here real fast.
You betcha. So like I touched on earlier, we know most of the kids are playing local level league or junior high ball in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So we hold the first tryout is just in shorts, T-shirts, and cleats, and we hold that at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. That's coming up this Saturday, August 2nd. All of the times for the different grades can be, and information about that tryout can be seen on our website, which is www.teamiowafootball.com. We encourage any player that feels that their skills are at the level that they would like to participate on this team. We start out every year with a clean slate, and we try to take all the kids that want to come through our tryout process, show their skills, and be a part of this great run. From the original tryout, which is coming this Saturday, August 2nd, we will move forward with a couple padded tryouts, and we will cut our roster to 35, probably about the mid part of October. And then we will start our practice camps early November in preparation for the start of the national tournament, which is the beginning of December.
Mike, sometimes small school kids can be a little bit nervous about that, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to compete against some of these kids that go to big schools. It's individuals. You're not playing against them as a team. You're trying out as an individual, and sometimes it's kind of fun to see how well you can compete.
I think that was part of our key to success last year, was we did not take multiple kids from the bigger schools. We actually wanted to make sure that we looked at kids, no matter if you were an A-class school or a 5A school. All of those kids out there playing football have different skill levels, and we were able to unbiasedly take a look at all those kids that came through our tryouts. And if you look at our 7th grade roster from last year, you'll see kids from all corners of the state. That's what made up, in our opinion, Team Iowa, was bringing those kids together. They get to meet new players from different areas and represent the state, and it all came together for a really great year.
Well, and it's nice to have, I assume because it's based in Central Iowa, you get a lot of support from the Central Iowa area and the youngsters, but it's nice to get kids from outside. Do you get a lot of kids from outside the metro?
We do. Geographically, we try to stay in the center of the state. It is a huge commitment. There is a financial commitment. There is a travel commitment. There is a practice commitment. There is no doubt that the parents play as big a role as the player does in this. Just for the fact that if we want to obtain our goal of winning the national title this year, that we have to have our practice schedule full with everybody participating. And that means for some of them, you know, either carpooling or making hour-and-a-half drives to and from practice. That is a huge commitment. But that being in the center of the state allows us to be able to pull kids from where Mitchell's from and Avoca area and the Council Bluffs area, and also pull from the Iowa City area, the Cedar Rapids area, and Mason City area, and south of the Des Moines metropolitan area. So we feel that we want to keep it located in the center of the state as far as our practice schedules, and hopefully we get enough kids between 6th, 7th, and 8th grade that we can cross over carpool to and help the parents there.
Absolutely. Is there a cost to participate?
Yeah. The cost this year is going to be right around $136 per player, and there's a $25 tryout fee that will be assessed at this first tryout. That is, if you are moved and selected to move on in the process, that is obviously waived off of your fee for being on the team. And then, of course, we're reaching out for local sponsors. Last year, we had some great local sponsors that helped us with our chartered buses and our expenses down to San Antonio. We're obviously looking for sponsors that would like to help Team Iowa in their expenses with travel. Our goal is nothing but to get to Naples, Florida this year, where the national title game will be held. And obviously, that'll be a pretty expensive trip for us if we can make it. But that's where our goals are set. We're going to need 4 victories in a row to get there. And I think all 3 levels, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, has a staff in place that's ready to take on that challenge.
Excellent. What should kids bring? If they're interested in participating, give them an idea of what they should expect that first day on the tryouts.
Sure. So the first day, they're going to come in and they'll register and pay their fee. They will get an FBU T-shirt with a number on the back. There are the allotted times. We start with 8th grade. at 9:30 in the morning, and we work our way through 7th grade and 6th grade. After they register, we will do a combine-type setup where they'll do a cone, three-cone drill, an L drill, a 40-yard dash, and a broad jump. All those are measured events. After that, we'll take about a half an hour, and we will give them a little break, and then we'll bring them back out, and we'll break into stations of receivers and quarterbacks, linemen, and then D-backs and linebackers. We'll have coaches running them through workouts, and we'll also have the rest of our coaches being scouts, walking around, taking note of abilities and numbers, and then we will chart those and send back out invitations for the second tryout.
Well, they can all participate, but they have to earn their spot.
That is true. That is very true. That is what we strive for, and I am, you know, not only the 8th grade head coach, but the state director, and I'm also a regional director for FBU. But for our Team Iowa, my head coaches in 6th and 7th grade understand that our role is to be as objective as we can in each position and try to reward those kids that have worked hard, got to that skill level, by placing them in a position to be on Team Iowa.
Very good. And this is all going to be held at Valley Stadium this Saturday, August the 2nd. If you'd like to know more, as Mike mentioned earlier, www.teamiowafootball.com can find all this information that we're talking about, correct?
That is correct. And then also, if you go to that main webpage there, there is a promotional video right on that front page that is very cool about our team's journey last year. And I would encourage anyone to go to that page and click on that, and that kind of sums up our year.
It's fun to have kids with smiles on their faces because they were able to achieve, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was wonderful.
Great. Well, Mike, good luck again this year. We hope you get lots of great tryouts. Hope you get some more kids from the Southwest Iowa area as well, because we know we have a lot of good football players out here. And we hope you have another great season with the Football University Team Iowa. Mike Thomas, again, thanks so much and best of luck to you.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.